Welcome to my podcast. I am Akanksha Bohra, a passionate digital marketer and a consultant. Here, I'm going to share the top marketing solutions, marketing hacks, and some trending digital marketing strategies which you can leverage to skyrocket your ROI. In today's episode, I'm going to share some important tips to pull off a successful product launch with a few case studies. So, let's begin. What makes your product launch campaign look like a success? Sales? Yes, sales. You heard it right. Sales are the immediate indicator that your product launch is a victory. The goal of most of the companies is to get strong sales result, but there are more to consider when looking at an effective product launches. So when you think about a product launch, you might think of some top smartphone companies like Apple, Samsung, featuring the generation next tablet or gadgets on an event, or perhaps your mind is drawn to a particular memorable piece of billboard advertising, right? So, but when your company isn't yet a big player like Apple or Microsoft, then you might have to think about other ways to get anyone's attention in today's ultra competitive landscape. Careful measuring and monitoring are required to gain real insights, which leads to a flourishing product launch. So other goals such as increasing your brand awareness and follower base, it will grabbing the opportunities to create a great brand identity, ensuring the long-term growth and success are equally essential while planning for product launches. So I'm going to share some good tips here while going ahead with the product launch. You should apply these. Okay, then yes, start with developing your buyer's persona. What do you mean by that? First thing it will come into mind is target audience. But beyond the target audience, you have to create a personality which describes the audience goals, needs, challenges, pain points, and motivation. So basically, this in-depth description will again further help you going ahead with the marketing activities. But how do you create these buyer persona? For that, you have to interview a few people who will fit into your target audience, or prepare survey form, and then collect the required details to create a buyer persona. Yes, be informed of the competitive price point. You should always keep an eye on your competitors' pricing, just to weigh the balance between the competitive and value-focused pricing, and consequently creating a better pricing strategy. It is important because it includes your profits. So that's the reason. Next, you should always think about your product launch type. There are two types of product launches. One is hard launch, which is like putting your product out to your entire market right away. And the other is soft launch, which is like introduce it in waves. So basically, for some businesses, you might require getting the traction quickly. So at that time, you have to consider hard launch because it is effective and preferable. In contrast, a soft launch approach will provide you with a way to create viral interest through positive reviews and influencers. A must is prepare a marketing plan. Yes, start with designing an effective marketing plan, which should be addressed, detailed, and timely measured. Wow. Should set your product launch marketing goals. Decide on which all channels you want to target to promote. Then your tactics and empathic content marketing. So yes, empathic content marketing is a must, for example, in this COVID situation, because people are looking for those products or brands who are understanding their situation and helping them out. So you can grab this opportunity, you can say this. Okay, so make sure your social media promotion plan for your product launch should include these four types, like steps basically. One is pre-launch hype. So this is the timeline, which is 4-5 days before the launch. And if you have seen these advertisement or banners, like coming soon banners, then 2 days or 4 days to go for a new product launch or a new product to hit the market, etc. So these are basically their motive is to keep the people engaged in your product, that they might think of, yes, this brand is getting one new product, which some feature they're looking for, what features are you getting? you should plan for some offers or contest to keep your engagement rate high till the day of the launch. Then on the launch day, post some product launch banners like the features, what uniqueness your product is offering to the audience, which is very, very important because people are looking for unique stuff nowadays. Everything is similar, right? So you should plan and think of something rare and very useful. Next, go for product launch follow-up. What is it? Like, you have to create the new product and their benefits, features. You should keep on promoting, this is our new product. These are the features which we want the audience to know. And so that you can ask your customers to share their honest reviews on your site or social media, and you can post them to your social media pages. By this, people will, are willing to give the reviews because they want to come in high limelight. So using customer reviews in your advertisement will build trust, and most of the conversion are being actually seen by these ads. These are ads which is customer focused, which is a boom nowadays. Then yes, integrate your new product into your regular content schedule and plan the activities to keep up the momentum. So people will be engaged in your post. Your creative should be a combination of engagement post and a product promotion, because people don't like to get the promotions, always getting seen in the advertisement. Then so these are the things you should keep in mind while planning for social media promotions or creators. Okay, now next is prepare a perfect sales pitch. Yes, your sales pitch or your message should be focused on solving the pain points of your audience. As I told you, in COVID, this COVID situation, you can grab this opportunity and prepare your content accordingly. There might be hundreds of similar products in the market, but you need to highlight the value of how your solution may help them promptly compared to your competition. Should be different from others. This is what your thinking should be. You should create something new. Okay, now then, yes, make your customer brand ambassador and product advocates. So I've seen this this strategy, brand ambassador strategy, where some of the brands I've seen in these two industry, in jewelry industry and gym accessories industry, they're offering I've seen these ads where they're offering the customers to be brand ambassador of their products which are newly launched. And what they can do is, like, they're sending samples and they're asking us to pay for the subscription, or even if you don't pay for the subscription, just repost in your feed, and they will repost our post in their profile. So basically, these companies are having more than 10k followers, and their motive this strategy is to reach the target audience, high target audience basically. So yes, this works a lot because I've seen them growing, I've seen their followers increasing, and also their ROI is quite good now. This is one of the very successful strategy I've seen. So yeah, always remember, a short-term investment can also lead to a big profit. Just make sure that your approach is in the right direction. So approaches like these involve samples. You might have to give the free samples or advanced use of a trial period with a follow-up review. So just do not hesitate to give away your products samples for free, because it is for the big thing right ahead. So, and also, people like to try new things. So if it's for free, they would like to review it as well, and there's a profit, because the chances are that people will review, either it can be bad or good. If it is bad, you will know the feedback, and if it is good, this is awesome, right? You know that your product is doing really well, and it will always create a buzz in the market. And consequently, the top productions or top publications will approach you to cover your product success stories. Like, Your Story is one of them. I've seen the publication where they post the successful stories, and so yeah, there are more. so you can be featured on them, on those. So when you work with online influencers, it provides access to an even larger part of your target audience, and most of the effort being already done on your behalf. So you don't have to, you know, look for more strategies of marketing. But influencer marketing is in boom. So yeah, there are many successful product launch stories. I'll share two of them. One is Harry's. So this company is basically known for a subscription service where customers receive new razors, blade, shaving cream and other grooming products by mail. And Harry's biggest selling point is simple. They offer custom-made razor blades at an affordable prices. And yes, these are cheaper than more well-known alternatives. But if you think cheaper is equal to more customer, then you're wrong. Then you're totally wrong, because people still need to be convinced. I know this. Okay, so Harry's did, and you know, it is still continuing to do this convincing with a trial offer featured promptly on its website and also in social media ads, when which then drive traffic to a landing page. So they're getting good traffic and also sales. The simple tactic that helped the company grow into a giant of online retailing with 3 million monthly recurring customers and counting are that this, you know, and yes, their revenue in 2017 alone was $200 million. So the learning we can take is simple: create a trial offer. But this, the ball is fully in the customer's court. If they try it and don't like it, they don't have to buy it, right? So they have a choice. And yes, people do like to have choices. So they are interested then enough to try the product, which means they are open to hearing about more about what you are offering, right? Just make it simple for them to get access to the offer. Another one is Unsplash. I think you have heard this website, which is dedicated to sharing stock photography under this Unsplash license. So as a way to thank the photographers who contributed photos to this site, Unsplash launched a Kickstarter campaign for a book featuring inspiring photos and essays from the creators. So by getting influencers involved, the goal for the campaign exceeded its target by $25,000, which is too much, right? What you can do is, like, you can, the learning basically you get from this example is partner with influencers. I told you, influencers is the future marketing, right? And 70% of millennial consumers are influenced by the recommendation of their peer in buying decisions. And as per the result, the ROI of influencer content is 11 times greater than traditional campaigns. So next time when you plan for the product launch campaign, then try these important points, and you will observe a significant increase in your sales and traffic. So yes, that's it for today, guys. If you find this podcast valuable and worth sharing, then please do share it with your network. And don't forget to subscribe my channel, right? Okay, so this is the place where you can get some interesting insights on digital marketing trends, marketing solutions, and some hacks and tips to make your life, or the marketer's life, you know, easier. I appreciate you guys for listening to this episode, and I hope that you have a great day and a great life. I'll see you guys in my next podcast. Bye-bye.